Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and once again, you are listening to STEM Spots. I'm not sure if you've been listening to the news lately or reading a little bit, but you may have seen that Google's in a bit of trouble again. There's a memo that was written by an engineer there, about 3,000 words or so, 10 pages, which detailed a variety of discussion points regarding diversity within the workforce at Google, and perhaps disparities between female and male performance or dedication or willingness to go into technical trades and so forth like that. There was a real backlash on that, and maybe yesterday, the engineer that was responsible for this particular memo was fired. And I just want to talk a little bit about that because it's quite interesting. I'm not sure if you've gone on and read the full memo. I suggest that you find it and read it. It's an interesting read, and certainly it's all over the map, and some of the things that are written in it could be considered, I presume, offensive, although the tone of it, I would say, is more of an academic tone, even though it's not done by a professional sociologist or someone who would be an expert in this particular field. I want to read specifically one thing that he writes in this particular memo. It says, I hope it's clear that I'm not saying that diversity is bad, that Google or society is 100% fair, that we shouldn't try to correct for existing biases, or the minorities have the same experience as those of the majority. My larger point is that we have an intolerance for ideas and evidence that don't fit a certain ideology. I'm also not saying that we should restrict people to certain gender roles. I'm advocating for quite the opposite. Treat people as individuals, not as just another member of their group. And then he has a whole series of suggestions after that. Of course, part of the response to this is because of the long-standing, let's say, lack of diversity amongst technical fields and of certainly a lot of the problems that have been occurring in Silicon Valley and the related kinds of tech fields over the last few years when there's been a wide array of harassment issues and so forth and so on going on. So it's sensitized people to this, and the response, he certainly would have been likely to know that the response was not going to be good once this memo became public. But I want to talk a little bit more about this because being in the sciences at a university for 30 years, essentially, I have been very interested in this point of view. And so I want to mention a couple of other things. So for one thing, if you were to go on the internet and look at things like, are men more ambitious than women? Just type that into Google. Or if you typed in, are women more empathic or empathetic than men? You would see a wide array of discussions on that, many of them serious psychological studies in journals of good repute that would talk at length about differences that are seen between genders on a wide array of issues. And so people have thought about this and studied this. And in most cases, if you read through this, and I've read through quite a bit, you'll find that many times it comes down on the side of, for example, it's fairly well established that they are more likely to donate to charity. And that then there's a variety of other kinds of things where there's a clear difference seen from most studies between genders. Now, I'm not saying anything about technical ability right now, but the one thing I want to point out that you may have noticed, and we've talked about this on the show before, is that the universities now nationwide are approximately 57% female and about 43% male. And at Missouri State, I think it's even a little bit more more distinct than that. I think it's about 60% female and about 40% male. And so over the last 25 years or so, the percentage of women has risen steadily in the university system, including private universities now, and that is true almost across all fields except a few fields in the technical side. Engineering, physics, computer science, and a few others are the only ones where you would see still a majority that you have male students over female students, and that's quite interesting. We're certainly doing everything we can, and we've been talking at great length about all the things that can be done to try to stimulate more women to come into technical fields. And I can say from many years of working on this at the university level that the problem begins, whatever this problem is, that we already see it by the time the students get here. We've done many, many things and many, many workshops and many, many studies and trying to work out, reach out to people and so forth. And we're finding that long before the students get to the university, decisions have already been made about the direction in which they will go. We'd like to work on that. We'd like to get more women involved in tech fields. We certainly would. And so, of course, there's many programs where we are attempting to do just that. But the main point that I'm trying to make here is that it's a very subtle issue. And the one thing that the engineer from Google pointed out that is true is people have to be able to talk about these issues if they're going to find any way to actually address them and, let's say, fix them, if fix is indeed the word that we want to use. It's a very complicated situation, one that we think about at the university all the time. Once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots, signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.